Hare Krishna. Good morning. Let's see. We're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 10. I was told verses 104 and 105. 105 is written on the board, so we can chant this together. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, the 47th branch, was one of the great and exalted branches of the tree. He always engaged in discourses about love of Godhead in the company of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. This mention of 47th branch is not strictly speaking in the verse. Srila Prabhupada seems to be adding that to connect to the verses as they're going along, listing branches of the Chaitanya tree. Purport. Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami was the son of Venkata Bhatta, a resident of Sri Rangam. Gopal Bhatta formerly belonged to the disciplic succession of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, but later became part of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. In the year 1433, Shakabda. What is Shakabda? Huh? It's a particular calendar system which is different from the Georgian calendar, believe it or not. there's 80-year difference earlier, something like that. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring South India, he stayed for 4 months during the period of Chaturmasya at the house of Venkata Bhatta, who then got the opportunity to serve the Lord to his heart's content. Gopal Bhatta also got the opportunity to serve the Lord at this time. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was later initiated by his uncle, the great sannyasi Prabodhananda Saraswati. Both the father and mother of Gopal Bhatta Goswami were extremely fortunate, for they dedicated their entire lives to the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They allowed Gopal Bhatta Goswami to go to Vrindavan, and they gave up their lives thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya was later informed that Gopal Bhatta Goswami had gone to Vrindavan and met Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, he was very pleased, and he advised Sri Rupa and Sanatan to accept Gopal Bhatta Goswami as their younger brother and take care of him. Sri Sanatan Goswami, out of his great affection for Gopal Bhatta Goswami, compiled the Vaishnava Smriti named Hari Bhakti Vilasa and published it under his name. Under the instruction of Srila Rupa and Sanatana, Gopal Bhatta Goswami installed one of the seven principal deities of Vrindavan, the Radha Ramana deity. The Saivites, or priests, of the Radharaman temple belong to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami took permission from all the Vaishnavas before writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gopal Bhatta Goswami also gave him his blessings, but he requested him not to mention his name in the book. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned Gopal Bhakta Goswami only very cautiously in one or two passages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Jiva Goswami has written in the beginning of his Tattva Sandarbha, quote, "A devotee from southern India who was born of a Brahmana family and was a very intimate friend of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami has written a book that he has not compiled chronologically. Therefore, a tiny living entity known as Jiva am trying to assort the events of the book chronologically, consulting the direction of great personalities like Madhvacharya, Sridhar Swami, Ramanujacharya, and other senior Vaishnavas in the disciplic succession." Unquote. In the beginning of the Bhagavat Sandarbha, there are similar statements by Sri Jiva Goswami. Srila Gopal Bhakta Goswami compiled a book called Satkriya Saradipika, edited the Hari Bhakti Vilasa, wrote a foreword to the Shat Sandarbha, and a commentary on the Krishna Karna Amrita, and installed the Radharamana deity in Vrindavan. In the Gauraganodesha Deepika, verse 184, it is mentioned that his previous name in the pastimes of Lord Krishna was, you know, because you're looking at the text, Anangamanjari. Sometimes he is also said to have been an incarnation of Gunamanjari. Srinivas Acharya and Gopinath Pujari were two of his disciples. So ends Srila Prabhupada's purport. Since I was told to read the previous verse also, it's just a kind of transition, but it goes like this. Ingha shobar jaiche hoila prabhura milan agevistariya taha koriba varnan. I shall later explain very elaborately how all these devotees met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And again, today's verse, Sri Gopala Bhatta Eka Shaka Sarvottama Rup Sanatan Sange Jana Prema Alapana. Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, the 47th branch, was one of the great and exalted branches of the tree. He always engaged in discourses about love of Godhead in the company of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. We find these verses in Adi Lila. We are, in a sense, still in the introduction to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're being introduced to the devotees. And this introduction is taking the form of a kind of list. I was told by one devotee who did the research that altogether in Chaitanya Charitamrita there are some 300 devotees mentioned. I don't know that they're all mentioned in this section, but we do certainly get a great number of them in chapters 10, 11, also 12. In any case, 10 and 11, where we're getting this description of the Chaitanya tree. This image of a tree is very helpful for us to have a sense of the community of Vaishnavas. When we think of trees, we immediately understand so many things about relationship. But one particularly interesting feature that I find about the description of the Chaitanya tree is that we get actually two kinds of relationship described. We get relations based on initiation, and we have also relations based on family connection. So there's a kind of overlap of both in this description. And of course, the idea of the tree, it's a very rich analogy, or we can say an extended analogy. It begins with the seed, the roots, the trunk, and we all know the trunk of the tree is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the seed of the tree is, who is Madhavendra Puri. And then there are nine roots, we don't know very much about most of these roots. These are nine sannyasis, including, I believe, Prabodhananda Saraswati, let's see, can we remember some other names of them on the spur of the moment? I can't think of them at the moment, sorry to say. But these nine roots are there. The seed of the tree is Madhavendra Puri. Why is Madhavendra Puri the seed of the tree? Because he gave the understanding of the mood of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in his expression of the feeling of intense separation from the Lord. That notion of viraha, of vipralamba, is the seed out of which the entire tree expands. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the two major branches, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. And there are shaka means branches, and there are upashaka, there are sub-branches. And of course then implied is there are upa-upashakas. And in this way, the entire tree expands, and eventually, through the nourishment of the roots and the seed and the trunk and the branches and the tree and the leaves, there are fruits. And what are the fruits? The fruits, of course, are the fruits of Krishna Prema, which Krishna Das Kaviraj mentions in this verse, Rup Sanatan Shange Jara Prema Alapana, that what are these branches and sub-branches doing? They are discussing with each other. In particular, Gopal Bhakta Goswami is meeting with Rup and Sanatan Goswamis. And what do they talk about? They talk about Krishna. They have, as Prabhupada translates, discourses, alapana, discourses about love of Godhead. So this is what devotees do. They come together and they have discourses about love of Godhead. And Prabhupada mentions in the purport that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis to accept Gopal Bhatta as their younger brother. They have another younger brother. Who is that? Rupa and Sanatan have a younger brother. Yes, Jiva Goswami. And then, of course, there is Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. This name Bhatta is something I've always wanted to know more about, and if anyone can tell me more about, I'll be happy to hear. We generally associate the name with the Brahmin Varna, but long ago I came across some passage to the effect that when Ramanujacharya was in the name of the place is slipping my mind, near to Mysore, where he was staying to hide from the inimical Shaivite king at that time. Melkote, thank you. Yes, in Melkote, that he converted everyone. He preached and he converted everyone to Vaishnavism. And at that time, they became Bhatta. Well, that's, I don't want to, you know, say that's a final conclusion of anything. But in any case, this name Bhatta suggests to us, we understand it, in any case, from the tradition of the Sri Vaishnavas, that these are priests. So it's interesting that Gopal Bhatta is coming from South India. He's coming from a Sri Vaishnava tradition. He's coming from a highly respected family. And it's mentioned, it's elaborated, not in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Krishnadas Kaviraj basically followed Gopal Bhatta Goswami's request. Perhaps he couldn't resist to at least mention him. He said, don't even mention me. All right. And then he mentions him. But he only mentions him. But the story of Gopal Bhatta is elaborated in the Bhakti Ratnakara of Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. And there are some 250 verses in the Bhakti Ratnakara that deal with Gopal Bhatta Goswami and his whole story of how he meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's quite young at that time. We don't know how young, but he seems to have been quite young. And he very much took to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him very much mercy. In fact, Narahari Chakravarti Thakur says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his identity as Krishna to him in private, and also revealed himself as, well, he was Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but he revealed himself as the personality who had pastimes in Navadvip, which then Gopal Bhatta Goswami laments that he could not participate in. He laments that he could not have been in Navadvip as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was manifesting his pastimes there. In any case, he becomes extremely attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wants to go with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, you must stay here and take care of your parents. And I think this is an interesting lesson. The principle of filial piety, which incidentally is very much is very important in East Asian cultures, Chinese culture especially. We find also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that, or in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this instruction, no, you cannot just leave your parents. And as Prabhupada mentions here, his parents were very much attached. Venkata Bhatta and the mother of Gopal Bhatta were very, very much attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and always remembered him, and therefore gave their blessings to Gopal Bhatta to go to Vrindavan after they left. So they departed the world, and then, again, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, you stay here, and then after your parents depart, then you can go to Vrindavan. So it's interesting that he's coming from, Prabhupada says he belonged to the disciplic succession of Ramanuja Sampradaya, but later became part of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. There are sometimes controversies about changing of sampradayas. There are, as it turns out, examples, and here is one example of someone who we might say changes sampradaya. Well, we'll forgive him for that. After all, he takes shelter of none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes to Vrindavan, and there remains, I was going to say, for the rest of his life, but that's not exactly true, because he also makes a journey up to what is now Nepal, to the Kali Gandaki River, where he receives, the story goes that the Shalagram Shila jumped into, more or less, his lota as he was taking water. Yeah, they kept jumping back in and so on. All of this, again, under the direction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes back to worship his Shalagram Shila. And the word pritak seva is used by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. Pritak means separate. He received the blessings of Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis to do separate worship. That means to not be worshipping their deities. Rupa Goswami, of course, was worshipping Govinda Dev. Sanatana Goswami was worshipping Madan Mohan. And I would say, to my understanding, the deities of Radha came later than when the Goswamis were worshipping their deities. In any case, at a certain point, they said, you do your separate worship. And so he did. But at some point, after some time, Narahari Chakravarti says, after some days. Well, some days in the sort of tradition can mean some years. In any case, at some time, at some point, Gopal Bhatta was feeling some lack in his worship of Shalagram Shila. Rupa and Sanatan were worshipping the deities, and because they were deities, they were able to dress the deities, they were able to offer ornaments to the deities, and Gopal Bhatta was having only little Shalagram Shila, how to dress and decorate, not kind of limited what you can do. He was feeling like that. And you know the story, I think. It was the day before Nrsingha Chaturdasi. No, sorry. It was on the day of Nrsingha Chaturdasi that Gopal Bhatta worshipped his Shalagram Shila as Nrsingadev. And then that evening, feeling such deep lamentation that whereas Prahlad Maharaj was such a great devotee that the Lord appeared to him, in his own case, who am I, such a lowly devotee? He went to sleep with that sense of lamentation, only to wake up the next morning to find Radharaman sitting in the basket where he kept his Shalagram Shilas hanging in a tree to keep snakes out. And lo and behold, there was Radharaman waiting for him, smiling and waiting to be worshipped. And so on the next full moon day, the Goswamis gathered. And before this, Rupa Goswami did a little writing marathon, apparently, to write what is called the Krishna Janma Titi Vidhi. This is a small book. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. It's a very small book which tells the exact procedures for doing Abhishek of the deities. And so this little book or booklet was ready to go for them then to do the deity installation, a formal installation. And I find this interesting also because one might say, well, what's the need of a formal installation? After all, the Lord has appeared. Svayambhuva Vyakta, he has manifest himself. So there he is. Why do all the formalities of invoking the Lord? And yet, Gopal Bhatta and the Goswamis do this. Why exactly they feel it necessary to do so, we might discuss, but in any case, they do. Perhaps it's connected to the fact that Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, and here there's a bit of controversy also. Who wrote the Hari Bhakti Vilasa? Well, as you can imagine, the present-day descendants of the Pujaris of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they all say, of course, it was Gopal Bhatta Goswami who wrote the Hari Bhakti Vilasa. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who Srila Prabhupada is following very closely in his purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita, says, no, it was Sanatana Goswami, and he was helped by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. My personal sense is they all worked together. It was a collaboration. They were, very close to each other. They were having discourses about love of Godhead. For them, it didn't matter. if the credit didn't, it wasn't about credit going to this one or that one. But in any case, the point is that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, where is he coming from? He's coming from the Srirangam temple where they very carefully observe the Pancharatrika system of worship. And it seems that he was concerned, but also Sanatana Goswami was concerned, that let us also establish this Pancharatrika system of worship for our tradition, which we are developing, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked us to establish by writing Sanskrit works. We should also have one work of what is called Smriti. Now, this could be a little confusing. We understand there's Shruti and there's Smriti, right? Shruti refers to the four Vedic Samhitas, Rig, Sama, Yajur, Atharva, and the Brahmanas and the Aranyakas and the Upanishads. Generally, all of that together is considered Shruti. And everything else, Itihasa, Purana, Pancharatra, etc., is considered Smriti. But there's another sense in which the word Smriti is used, and that is as regulation, as textual guidance for practices, specific practices. It includes Vaishnava Sadachar, the proper behavior of Vaishnavas, which is also included in Hari Bhakti Vilasa. And so I think because of Gopal Bhatta's background, it makes sense that it's fitting that he would compile this book or in some way be involved with the book. I must say that for me there's always been a bit of a mystery, not just myself, others who have researched it. The Hari Bhakti Vilasa is a little mysterious because it quotes from more than 100 different texts. And one sort of wonders, well, did Gopal Bhatta Goswami sort of, carry a big library with him from South India? Not very likely. Were all these books available in Braja at the time? Not very likely, because Braja at that time was somewhat of a wilderness, but you know, just how did he do this? Well, I do have a bit of a suspicion that is just that. This, now we're going into the Swami speculates mode. Sorry. That there was a book, the name of which we do not know, or which may be referred to in Hari Bhakti Vilasa, but we don't know quite which one it is, that was itself a compilation. And that from this, that compilation, which seems, could very well have been a smarta text of smriti, of these rules and regulations, which means, smarta means worship of five deities, including Vishnu, but also including Ganesh and Durga and Shiva and who else? Surya, thank you. And that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they basically extracted from it everything for the Vaishnavas and left the rest. Okay, speculation over. Now you can listen again. Okay. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami is identified then with the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and Srila Prabhupada says that his followers are also belonging to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. An interesting note may be that when I did my research on the worship of Radharaman, the Goswamis, they call themselves Goswami, they're householders, but that's like their family name. They understand it as protector of cows. They claim, take it or leave it, but they claim that Gopal Bhatta Goswami is the one and only official disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is their proof for that? Their proof is that, or their evidence is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, and he sent from Puri through a messenger two personal items. One was part of his vastra, his cloth, and one was a small wooden seat. And they say to send the seat to someone means he is the person who is the next person in line of the disciplic succession. All right. Well, maybe. Maybe not. Actually, in the Bhakti Ratnakara, it does not say that he sent the seat to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. It says that he sent the seat to the Goswamis. Well, I leave that hanging. But the point is, for me, the interesting point is that Gopal Bhatta is coming from this Ramanuja Sampradaya. Jiva Goswami, in his works, the Shatsandarbhas, is very much quoting from Ramanuja Acharya. And so there really is a family connection, if you like, which extends out beyond the narrower tree which is being described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur made a journey to South India, he was very interested, very concerned to visit the seats, the major places of the acharyas of these other sampradayas. And it's evident that he was very inspired to understand that or to appreciate that the other Vaishnava sampradayas are indeed present. And so when he came back to Mayapur, what did he do? He installed murtis of the four acharyas, of the four Vaishnava sampradayas, in the temple in Mayapur. He wanted to show that, well, he wanted to show two things, I would say. One is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the center, and we get this understanding from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, in his Navadvip Mahatmya. But also, it's inclusive. The other acharyas are present. Mm. So, these are some points to remember about Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Yesterday, as I understand, was Guru Purnima, which is a very big observance for many people in India. And I was fortunate 1 year to be at Govardhan 1 year during Guru Purnima. And it's a tradition in Braja that people go to Govardhan and circumambulate Govardhan Hill on Guru Purnima day. It's also the day of, it's the Tirobhav Titi of Sanatan Goswami. And the Brajabhasis have great appreciation for Sanatan Goswami. He's considered especially of the Goswamis. Sanatan Goswami is especially dear. So on that day, they celebrate thousands, hundreds of thousands of people circumambulate Govardhan Hill on this day. Yesterday, I told devotees in Oxford, we can do this mentally. We can circumambulate by meditation. It's much easier. So, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is one of the things about Gopal Bhatta that we associate is his connection with the Radharaman temple, and from the Radharaman temple we have the sense of high standards in deity worship. Srila Prabhupada gave advice to Narottamananda Prabhu, I believe it was, in Vrindavan. You go, he said, to Radharaman temple and you study how they do the worship and you learn from them. He also instructed to learn from Keshava Gaudiyamat in Mathura, and I believe also from Govindadev Mandir in Jaipur. So I heard about this some years back, and I felt some kind of inspiration, because it seems no one really spent so much time at Radharaman temple to learn what they do, how they do things. So I decided to do that myself. And I spent 4 months there back in 2001. I lived right next to Radharaman temple so that I could go to Mangal Arati and just kind of be there. And gradually I met some of the pujaris, priests. I was able to interview some of them. And eventually I was able to get a copy of their daily deity worship procedure manual. It's a handwritten work in Brajabhasa from the late 19th century. It's only 8 pages long. Long pages, legal size paper. And it describes, they have two little booklets. One is for the daily worship, one is for the festivals, which is 2 or 3 times longer. And I was able to get some help to get this transcribed and then translated. And then I brought my translation back to one of the pujaris, and we sat down and I went through step by step, and I asked him, if there are any things which they do different from how it's described in this little booklet. So we got a pretty good idea of what they do. It turns out they actually, for the most part, do quite simple worship. It's quite simple, but it's at the same time a very high standard, very strict standard. All of that research eventually became the second chapter in my book. Now here comes the Swami plugs his book moment. attending Krishna's image, Chaitanya Vaishnava Murti Seva, as devotional truth. The title was inspired with help of Tattvavit Prabhu. Right? We came up with that word, attending, I remember. Yes. And that book is now available in paperback, which means it's affordable. It was published by one of these academic publishers with the book costing well over £100 per copy, and, you know, not for mortals. So now it's available in paperback, and it's available from Bhaktivedanta Library Services in Radhadesh. Gopal Bhakta Goswami ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Ananta Goti Vaishnavarvinda ki jai, Hare Krishna. If there's any question or comment.